Well, the NPower League 2 playoff takes place this weekend as Bradford make their second trip to Wembley this season. Of course, they lost in the Capital One Cup when they really grabbed the nation's heart. They'll look to make amends for that. And they're taking on Northampton. And I'm joined by the Bet Butler, Nigel Seeley, from the official betting partner of the Football League, betbutler.co.uk. Nigel, you were very scathing of Bradford's last performance to Wembley. So I suppose you're expecting performance from them here.
I think they win this one, Lee. There's a difference between playing Northampton at Wembley and the best passing team in the Premier League. Northampton are very direct, very in-your-face under AD Booth. Would you expect nothing else? And I think Bradford will be the footballing team on this occasion. And also, I think they have the star turns. I mean, they have Naki Wells. I've been going on about him for all season with you. I mean, he's a player who should be playing in the Championship. And I always thought he would be a good replacement for someone like Crystal Palace when Sahar moves on to Manchester United. But I really like Bradford. I think that the cup run has held them in fantastic stead to go to and not get overawed by the situation. How many times they get to go to Wembley in a career? Not many. Go there twice in one season is quite incredible for them. I think a lot of credit has to go down to the manager here. I mean, he's done an absolutely amazing job. I mean, to get their side into the League Cup final was one fantastic achievement. Then they had that terrible run, and to get them back into the playoff position is incredible. And then, top it all, they go to Burton and produce one, I think it was on the match of the season, and produce one of the performances of the season. I think he's an absolutely very, very underrated manager. And I'm surprised he's not linked with other jobs for what he's done this season. I think it's just a matter of time before he gets a decent job in the Championship. On this match itself, like I say, I fancy Bradford quite very, very strongly. Northampton are very, very good at home. Obviously, going to Wembley slightly different, but their home form is very strong. On the road against anybody, you want to be opposing them. But this is two pretty contrasting teams. I mean, Bradford score lots of goals and concede lots of goals, and Northampton is built around their real, real tough defence. But I just think that the quality of Hansen and Wells will be too strong for even this side. They were too strong for Burton, and Burton finished, two places above Northampton. So I've got to go for Bradford. I mean, the bookies make Bradford favourites, only marginal favourites. I think they're probably winning 90 minutes, though, as well. I don't think this will be an extra time or penalties job. I think this will be done and dusted in 90 minutes. I think Bradford will have a huge support. I mean, I think both of them have good support, but I think Bradford will edge it on the support. And I believe Bradford will win this game. I strongly do. I don't think it's going to be a classic, because I don't think Northampton ever play any classics. But I think I think Bradford will win it maybe 1 or 2-0. But I think it will be over in 90 minutes. I can't see it'll be a long afternoon and Bradford return to League One.
Is that in part because, Bradford have this momentum which people speak about when going into playoffs, and Northampton's season has been pretty consistent in that, they've been in and around the playoff positions all season. They've been very strong at home, not good away from home. So they've never really built up much momentum.
No, they didn't really. I mean, they just done what they had to do. I mean, they're so defensively strong. That's been the key to their whole success, isn't it? They haven't really set anything alight. Just done a professional job. AD Boothroyd is a professional manager. That's what he likes to do. Make his teams very, very hard to beat. But Bradford have met this. Bradford have played Northampton four times this season, two in cup competitions, two in the league, and Northampton haven't won a game yet. So the omens don't look good for Northampton. And I think if they go there quite defensively, I think that will really, really suit Bradford, because I think Bradford are the best counter-attacking team in the division. So I think they could, and I think in Hansen, he's big enough to trouble that defence. So no, it all points to Bradford for me. It really does. I think Northampton. I quite fancy Northampton at the start of the season. I thought they could run an each-way place. They didn't do it. They finished in sixth position. But I've just got to go for Bradford. I just think Bradford's experience this season, the cup run, the fact that they can score goals, the fact they've gone away to Burton and won, I think they'll be far too strong in every department for Northampton.